How many different forms of school choice are there in Florida?
We have our IB program. We have our pre-IB program. We have our technology magnet that is available at Godby High School. We have choice programs related to special needs that are developed through the choice office. So all these different choices you have, we're a choice district.
Leon County School District Superintendent Jackie Pons says about 7 years ago, his district decided to fully embrace school choice options. In its more than 20-year history in Florida, school choice has grown to include charter schools, an optional seventh period, cross-zone school attendance, cross-county attendance if a student lives in a nearby failing school district, private schools, countywide virtual school, and a state virtual school option, not to mention homeschooling. Ponce is also seeking to recruit kids back into the traditional school system.
If you're in a charter school today and you decide you want to come back, you can pick the school you want to go to. And it's called Charter School Choice, and we're the only one that has that in the state of Florida.
What do we want?
School of choice.
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
School of choice.
When do we want it?
Now!
Every year, choice advocates from across Florida gather at the Capitol, supporting even more choice in a state where this education option has set templates for other states to follow.
Florida is clearly a national leader in the area. I call it customization.
Doug Tuthill is president of Step Up for Students, Florida's corporate tax scholarship program, or what its critics have labeled school vouchers.
So you see school districts doing a tremendous job of offering more magnet programs, more schools within schools, dual enrollment programs. You do see programs, more charter schools being offered, tax credit scholarships, voluntary pre-K. I mean, the VPK program is the largest voucher program in the state.
Tuttle calls Florida's customized learning programs choice on steroids. His organization is one of the oldest of its kind. It was created after the Florida Supreme Court ruled that giving public money for kids to go to private schools is unconstitutional. So the state instituted a workaround. It gives private companies dollar-for-dollar tax credits in exchange for donating money to funding organizations like Step Up for Students. Those organizations provide the scholarships to low-income families. Tuthill says the program has become a model for other states like Georgia.
Our program really focuses on high-poverty kids. And I think some of the other states aren't means-tested, and I think for us that's a big deal.
Florida has not been afraid to experiment when it comes to school choice options. The state is constantly looking for new ways to innovate when it comes to education, and that's often come with critics who say the state changes education policy way too much. Now choice advocates are on to the next phase, personal education funding accounts. The state has a small program for some disabled Floridians, but Step Up for Students President Doug Tuttle says giving money directly to parents to make decisions could transform public education.
And I think that's going to do a long way towards breaking the mold of one size fits all. So people should look forward to educational savings accounts. They are going to really allow us to move forward with customization and equal opportunity.
And the Foundation for Florida's Future is also out with its legislative wish list. The group wants to see more attention placed on struggling readers, an increase in online courses, letting students skip certain classes if they can prove they know the material, and reducing what the foundation calls roadblocks for high-performing charter schools to expand. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.